Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
As the day winds down, don't let allergies disrupt your night. Add Aspire Allergy and Sinus. We're here to bring you peace and relief. Our expert team offers personalized allergy testing and advanced treatments, so you can enjoy restful nights free from the struggles of congestion and discomfort. Make the evenings yours again. Visit AspireAllergy.com to schedule an appointment and experience a life where every breath is serene. Breathe easy. Sleep better. Aspire Allergy, your pathway to peaceful nights and brighter mornings. AspireAllergy.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 6th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google will soon start automatically enrolling users into two-step verification, although an exact rollout date was not announced. Users will have to have recovery information on their accounts, like a phone number or secondary email, before two-step verification is enabled, and it's unclear if users can opt out once enabled. Microsoft President Brad Smith announced EU commercial and public sector customers will be able to store and process most of their data within the EU by the end of 2022. Microsoft calls this the EU data boundary for the Microsoft Cloud project, which will be available as an option across Azure, Microsoft 365, and Dynamics 365. Court documents from the Apple versus Epic lawsuit reveal that in an attempt to get its xCloud iOS app approved by Apple, Microsoft cited the app from the cloud gaming company Shadow, which let users access their PC game library remotely. In response, Apple removed the Shadow app from the App Store, although it did restore it when the app changed to offering a stream of a full Windows PC. Also at the trial, Xbox Business Development Vice President Lori Wright was called as a third-party witness and testified that Microsoft always sells Xbox consoles at a loss and has never made a profit on their sale. The security firm Checkpoint Research disclosed a security vulnerability in Qualcomm's mobile station modem used in 31% of smartphones globally, which could allow for a partial backdoor to devices. Qualcomm has released a patch to OEMs back in December, although it's not clear which vulnerable Android devices are fixed and which ones aren't. Billboard will publish a new daily chart ranking the most popular songs in the U.S. based on Twitter conversations, creatively called the Billboard Hot Trending, powered by Twitter. According to Twitter's head of entertainment partnerships, Sarah Rosen, music is the most popular conversation topic on the platform. In Nintendo's fiscal year-end earnings, it reported it sold 28.8 million Switch consoles in the last year, including 14.7 million Switch Lites, bringing lifetime Switch sales to 84.59 million. The company also reported a record 679 billion yen profit in the year, that's about 6.2 billion US dollars, up 88.4% from last year. CNBC sources say Tencent is in negotiations with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., or CFIUS, to allow it to keep ownership stakes in the U.S.-based game developers Riot Games and Epic Games. CFIUS had been investigating how both companies handled user data, with Tencent negotiating risk mitigation measures. IBM announced a 2-nanometer node chip, claiming it offers 45% better performance at the same power compared to current 7-nanometer processes, with a potential density of 333 million transistors per square millimeter. No details on the test chip or when a 2-nanometer process would be ready for mass production were provided. Hisense announced its flagship U9DG, a 75-inch TV with a 4K dual-cell ULED panel offering 2 million local dimming zones at up to 1,000 nits of peak brightness, running Android TV, available this summer for $3,499. The company also announced the 8K U800GR with a 75-inch 120Hz panel running Roku TV with 180 local dimming zones, also coming this summer for $3,199. Amazon announced the C350 series of Fire TVs made by Toshiba, which will range from 43 to 75 inches, with support for picture-in-picture and voice remote with Alexa, starting at $350. All the TVs will offer 4K with HDR10 and Dolby Vision support, with the 43 and 50-inch models available for pre-order now, and other sizes arriving later this year. Tinder announced a new 48-hour live event experience in its app called Vibes, which will combine features from previous in-app event experiences Swipe Surge and Swipe Night. Users will receive a push notification when a Vibes event begins, with events designed around users completing a series of common prompts, which can be viewed on profiles for up to 72 hours. Twitter is adjusting the prompts it shows users if it detects abusive language. The algorithm will now take into account if two users follow each other and reply frequently, and has improved detection of actual strong language and profanity. Twitter also rolled out large image crops to all users, originally announced as a trial back in March. This will allow for better vertical crops and provide more viewable parts of an image on mobile. Google launched an entertainment hub for Android tablets called Entertainment Space, which will include apps for video streaming, games, and books displayed based on subscriptions with support for personalized profiles. Entertainment Space will roll out first on Walmart On tablets later this month, then roll out to new and select existing tablets from Lenovo, Sharp, and other unspecified manufacturers. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.